This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, September 28th. Well, folks, we have very good buying pressure in the last couple days. So I just want to step back and explain, despite very high Treasury bond yields, which are very distracting, and those yields are up because the federal budget deficit is huge and there's a fear of a government shutdown on Sunday. The bottom line is the market has been distracted by those yields, but despite that, we're getting a lot of buying pressure. And so the quarter and window dressing season definitely arrived. The biggest problem with any of the stocks we recommend, and this is not just me, this is everybody, is some days we have liquidity, some days we don't. And the days we have liquidity, the stocks gap up. And the days they don't, they go back down. But this is the second day in a row of very good buying pressure. It's broad-based. The only weak area out there are some of the ESG-related stocks. ESG as a category is losing assets. So that might explain why something like an Enphase Energy kind of lost its mojo. I do expect Enphase will... surprise, although if you're a short-term trader, you may not be patient enough to wait for its next quarterly earnings announcement. In the meantime, I'm very happy to see this quarter and window dressing develop. Obviously, I'm ecstatic with my energy bet. It's lowest inventories in 14 months. We're doing the switchover to the oxygenated winter fuels, so that it makes the supply extra tight. You see the prices at the pump internationally and domestically, they're very high. You think we got a problem in America, go to Europe, there's a diesel shortage. So it's very interesting. And if you watch the presidential debate the other night, obviously gas prices are a big thing. And I will add that under President Biden, we do have record energy production now. We have record exports, okay? But we could have even more, okay? And so he has to explain why, in a place like North Dakota, we have to flare all the natural gas because there's no pipeline. And I think a lot of the green goals are misinterpreted. In places like California and New York, the banned natural gas, they don't realize if we're just going to flare it if we can't use it. Because natural gas in America is a waste product. And I know there's pure natural gas wells, and that's fine, but a lot of places have to flare the gas if they have no pipeline because they're getting oil out of the ground. So if you're going to flare it, let's just use it to make electricity and stuff versus just pumping methane into the atmosphere. Okay, so... The energy bet's working. Those stocks are acting well. Refiners are the best. We're getting buying pressure on other stocks. ESG-related stocks, still a little shaky. That would be charging stations, solar, and we'll see. Now, there's also this huge, huge development this week that Ford canceled or suspended the CATL battery plant in Michigan. Because it may never be profitable. And it's more than just the UAW strike. It's the fact that China's doubling its battery production. So China's planning to take over the world on EVs, period. They control the anodes and cathodes, and they control all the raw materials. They don't quite control nickel, but they're trying to, okay? But everything else they control, lithium, cobalt, all the processing. So CATL is the biggest battery manufacturer in the world, and they're the pioneer of iron phosphate batteries, which are in high demand. BYD's also doing the same thing. And here in America, most of our EVs are on lithium ion batteries that technically go farther. But an LFP battery is a lot cheaper, doesn't catch on fire, works better in cold weather, can be blended with manganese, and it'll get very close to the efficiency of an iron phosphate battery. So that's who's going to win the EV wars, whoever starts to put the LFP batteries in. These are cheaper batteries. These are, that will allow you to sell the cars cheaper, okay? And Ford was doing the right thing by teaming up with CATL to build this plant. But now that they're going to be able to get batteries from China extra cheap, that plant may never be needed. So this UAW strike is very tragic. If we go through with what we're planning on doing, they're going to lose their jobs, okay? And so I guess they might as well grab as much money as they can. And I'm sure you saw President Biden walk the picket line for 12 minutes yesterday and get the bullhorn and get all riled up. And, of course, President Trump gave a speech last night there. Basically telling everybody if you follow the EV mandate, you're all going to lose your jobs. Fascinating times we're in here, folks. But the bottom line is we're still growing, believe it or not. And the growth in America, a lot of it's our energy exports. It's shrinking our trade deficit at a frantic pace. So a lot of people don't see the growth, but that's where it is, okay? LNG to Europe, refined product to Europe and elsewhere, raw exports of crude oil. I mean, that's what's driving that trade deficit down, and that's a lot of our GDP growth. Now, our consumers are grumpy, okay? Consumer confidence came out. It dropped for the second month in a row. It's a basically a four-month low. But present situations was up. So apparently people are doing okay. They just don't feel very good looking out. So it's going to be fascinating to see what's going to happen to the GDP growth. I expect it to decelerate in the fourth quarter. But folks, we're getting the easier year-over-year comparisons. The next four quarters are spectacular earnings. Spectacular. Next quarter will be improvement, but the once we get to the second quarter, the year-over-year comparisons are ridiculous, and we'll be posting phenomenal growth. So all I can tell you is I live for earnings season. It starts in the third week of October. October is a seasonally strong month in the last 30-plus years. So let's just enjoy this quarter in window dressing. Let's get ready for a big, strong start in October. Might be a lull in the first week or so. It depends what they're doing with the deficit ceiling. You know, there could be a 30-day continuing resolution. There could be a short-term government shutdown. They will not shut down TSA, air traffic control. What else? They won't shut down customs. But, you know, if they have a partial government shutdown, it'll be resolved in 2 weeks. You know, some people are trying to put a lot of Ukrainian aid in the lifting the bill, the ceiling bill, $24 billion or so they want to send to Ukraine. So that's a contentious issue. Some people are not sure they should be doing that. But the bottom line is the deficit ceiling, we won't be talking about a month from now. We will be talking about earnings. We hit the holidays. It's happy time of year. There's year-end pension funding. So I feel good about our stocks, okay? Good stocks bounce. Bad stocks fall like rocks. You know, the only rocks I have in my portfolio are the ESG-related ones. And I apologize for those. I've had them for a long time. And I'm not an ESG manager, but, you know, they were benefiting from flow of funds. Now there's outflows. But I don't see anything wrong with them fundamentally either. So I'm going to hold a lot in the earnings and see if I get a nice pop. So that's kind of what's going on. And I want you to enjoy the quarter and window dressing. I don't want you to worry. I think next week we'll have a lot more clarity. Friday we got the personal consumption expenditure index. I do expect it to decline. That's going to take pressure off the Fed to raise rates. We had a big drop in inflation in Germany today. So there's a lot of good things going on here, folks. So enjoy the rebound here, and I just want to give this quick update. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.